it's not the frenzied mad scientist approach that you see on TV, in the same way that real forensics isn't the same as NCIS.
Yeah.
The focus of my research isn't really on repurposing materials, but it's more on finding improved ways by which industry can do what they already do.
But that requires an experiment, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Like, what's that? Hundreds. What's this experiment? You've got your Bunsen burner, you've got everything. What does that look like? Like, what are you doing with your hands?
Well, what we do with our hands, again, is quite different from what you see on TV. So certainly there's lots of glassware and lots of pipes and tubes. We'll have our round bottom flasks, and we'll have pipes that go into them, and we'll be adding materials. Very, very little smokes and fumes. So, of course, you always see the smoking and the fuming. Yeah.
It's a controlled environment.
It's all controlled. And again, just simply conducting experiment after experiment, because mostly what we're doing has never been done before. So we're trying to figure things out, and it takes a long time, in most instances a long, long time, and hundreds upon hundreds of experiments to do that.
Mm.
But when we get the breakthrough, it's just so well worth it.
Do you have an example of a breakthrough like that eureka moment?
Oh, quite a few. many of them obviously are quite technical. So if you think of the juicing industry, we have an orange, we cut it in half, we juice what we can, and what's left is the pith as well as the skin. So what do we do with that?
We normally chuck that out.
Well, that's right. And
so how would you find, from a chemistry angle, purpose in the pith or the skin?
Well, there's several valuable materials in there. So in the case of the orange, there's the oil firstly. So we can strip out the oil, and the oil has flavor and fragrance possibilities, and it can go back into foods. And then what we're left with really is cellulose type material, so cellulose is, if you think of paper is principally cellulose. So it comes from a tree, the tree is processed, and we have cellulose that's converted into paper.
To go back to the example of the orange about using the certain insides or the skin, why aren't we already utilizing these things?
There is quite a strong move to doing that. In many cases, we're already recovering materials. So the orange is just one example. The agricultural industry is probably the best example. If you think of a carrot, the tops of the carrots are simply cut off. If you think of peas and beans, these grow in the fields, and the pods have been traditionally just left in the fields or plowed in. But now we understand that these pods and many parts of the plant contain lots of protein. And so they're reprocessed into animal feed. So in the past, they were simply composted, just tilled back into the soil. And now they're processed into animal feed.
Mm. And repurposing, for example, the carrot tops or the pods that the beans come in, what is that practice, as in getting farmers to then collect their crop and then separating them, and then the pods are then shipped off? Like, is it about installing that practice on that level to make sure that the things go in the right direction?
Yes, well, there are two parts to it. One is developing the technology. So we need to have the technology available to be able to perform these practices. So
and where you come in with the chemistry as
well.
Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly right. And the other is the educational side of it.
Is this a practice that they would adopt? Because I guess if you even just bring this back to an individual level, we could even use the example of recycling. So I might be lazy and put my paper into the bin when I would recycle it. And then putting that into commercial context, by separating these and finding other purposes, is that labor-intensive and cost-intensive and something that they wouldn't want to consider?
All of those, yes. It is labor-intensive and it is cost-intensive. One of the major challenges with recycling and recovery is this distribution of the materials all over the place, at your house, at mine. And as you correctly identify that, in many cases, the materials are contaminated. We might have our paper bin, but sometimes other things end up in there. And so we have to separate that out.
What challenges does that present to you as a chemist?
As a chemist, what I have tried to focus on is think about the principles and practices in the way that reduces our footprint in the environment. For example, if we can reduce our consumption of electricity. And it's thinking about chemistry and chemical practices in the same way.
That actually poses an interesting question in terms of electricity or energy. What potential is there for the repurposing of certain materials as an energy source?
People who understand energy talk about energy density. That really means how much energy can you get out of a certain amount of material. So if we think about it, petrol, if you burn petrol, you can get a certain amount of energy out of it. And that'll be different from the same from the energy you can get out of the same mass of paper that you burn, for example.
Or orange peels.
Or orange peels, yeah, that's right.
So we've been talking about orange peels and all that stuff. If there's like potential in a strange material that we might already be discarding for it to be as an energy source, is there, do you know anything about that or any examples that they're finding potential energy in something bizarre or...
Well, I suppose a pretty good example is in the wood processing industry, so the paper industry. One of their side streams is called black liquor. And so they take the wood, they chip it, and they process it, and then you get this beautiful white cellulose that comes out, and you can manufacture these lovely papers that we use. And one of the side streams is called this black liquor. And in the past, this was disposed of, but more current practices would be to burn the black liquor because there's lots of material in there that can be burnt. And therefore, instead of importing electricity to the plant, the plant would burn this black liquor and generate its own electricity.
How would that compare to something like coal?
You're never going to get the same energy out of the black liquor as you can from coal. But also remember that when we mine coal, we're talking about millions of tons of coal, and we just don't have the same access to black liquor. It's never going to be a replacement. So the individual factories that process wood for paper production, they can burn the black liquor, and thereby they can reduce their dependence on external sources of electricity. But it's never going to be a source of exporting electricity from the plant into the general electricity grid.